Father's got a little quiz for you. I know we all love quizzes, but today is a holy day of obligation. It happens to fall on a Sunday. But as we know, August 15th could fall on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It would be one of those days where we're obligated to attend Mass beyond a Sunday. Now, we have six of those that we celebrate during the course of the year. So let's look at those six. Here's my quiz for you today. I'm going to give you the date. You tell me what holy day honors that day. Are you ready? Here we go. We'll begin at the beginning of the liturgical year. All right, so here we go. What solemnity do we celebrate on December 8th? Good. Immaculate Conception. December 25th. Christmas. Good. January 1. Okay, we'll come back to that one. 40 days after Easter. That Pentecost. Oh, we'll come back to that one. August 15th. Assumption. And November 1st. All Saints Day. The two that we really struggle with are January 1st. Yes, it's a solemnity of Mary, but under the title of Mary as the Mother of God. So if we say Mary, there's so many of them. Our Lady of Lourdes, we think about Assumption, all of these. Specifically, Mary as the Mother of God. And 40 days after Easter is the Ascension. Okay, remember that. 50th day after Easter always falls on a Sunday's Pentecost. Now remember, the Ascension in our diocese has transferred to the following Sunday, but we do consider it one of our holy days of obligation. So today we celebrate the story of the Assumption. But I want us to remember, first of all today, where we are. If we had a regular Sunday today, where the Assumption didn't fall into it today, where we would be. Remember, we're in that Bread of Life discourse. Heard it three Sundays now. So where have we been? Let me give you a quick review. First Sunday began John chapter 6, Bread of Life, Discourse, John 6. And here we hear the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, where Jesus takes five loaves and two fish, and he feeds the 5,000. Man, not including women and children. By the way, not only does he feed, there's abundance. The five loaves, how many baskets are left over? 12. Some people point to the 12 apostles, the symbolism. That they will be sent into the world to feed people with the bread of life. Okay, now in that story, we realize they think Jesus is a great prophet. They want to make him a king. So Jesus just completely withdraws from them and he goes off to the mountain alone. But the last two Sundays, we've heard that they catch up with Jesus. So now Jesus goes from this miracle worker to this teacher and he teaches them this. He says this. He talks about the bread from heaven that comes down to give life to the world. Now, some of the people murmur about this. This is kind of weird talk, okay? But some people really believe. And what do they say? Give us this bread always. And now Jesus turns it and he talks about himself. I am the bread. I'm the bread of life. Whoever feeds on me will have a life. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Okay, so if it wasn't for the Assumption, we'd be in the fourth installment, but I'll pick up on that one next week. But this is really the most important, where Jesus gets right to it. Because in this gospel, he says things like this: remain in me as I remain in you. Eat my body, drink my blood. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, you have no life in you. He really gets to it now, what he means by bread of life. And next week, we're going to hear how people respond. Okay? But let's leave that till next week. Because today, we're given this glorious day, the story of the Assumption. Now, there's a motto that bears a lot of truth in our world. And it is this: things are done for a reason. Sometimes a coach has to let a player go for reasons of discipline. Sometimes a parent has to set a child out and explain how their actions affect another person. Same is true of the Assumption. The Assumption was infallibly proclaimed by Pope Pius XII. Now, infallible means it's a conviction, a teaching that we all have to ascend to. One of the dogmas of a life of the church. But he proclaimed it on November 1st, 1950. talked about November 1st. We ask ourselves, why would Pope Pius XII pick of all days November 1st? Well, what solemnity is November 1st? It's what? Hey, what a great day to honor the saint of all saints, the one that never sinned, the one who gave birth to Jesus Christ, the Savior. Seems appropriate, doesn't it? November 1. But here's the other question. Things are done for a reason. Why 1950? Interesting things happened in 1950. Okay, here's one on the lighter side. The Peanuts cartoon by Charles Schulz was first published in 1950, 71 years ago. Okay, but here are some facts that are eye-opening. President Harry Truman announces a program to develop the hydrogen bomb. The Cold War, Karl Fuchs is convicted of spying for the Soviet Union by disclosing secret atomic bomb data. The Korean War begins in 1950 with the invasion of South Korea by North Korea. 2 days later, the United States sends troops to fight for the Korean War. And also in 1950, we hear about apartheid. In South Africa, the Great Areas Act is passed, formally segregating races. Now imagine if I did that in this church, where I said, okay, all of you of this, that, you're here, and that's where you stay. You're here, you're here, you're here. Remember this, in 1950, the world had just come off a world war, the Holocaust, and the atomic bomb. Okay? It was a time of great pessimism, a time of hopelessness, a time of helplessness. And so all of a sudden, in steps Pope Pius XII to give the world a little shot in the arm, some hope. And here's what he was trying to tell us. The human destiny isn't determined by war, destruction, or devastation. Human destiny is determined by a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. Okay? And so, yes, Mary was without sin. Yes, Mary gave birth to a Savior. But this feast, solemnity, honors the end of Mary's life. Here's a little story for you today. 451, the Bishop of Jerusalem was asked by the Emperor of Constantinople to bring the body of Mary to Constantinople. Bishop replied to the Emperor that Mary had died in the presence of all the apostles. But her tomb, when opened up upon the request of St. Thomas, was found empty. The apostles concluded that her body at the end of her earthly life, along with her soul, was taken up to heaven. Now, whether that story is true or not, that's debatable. But the teaching is there. What do we teach today? Mary, at the end of her earthly life, was taken, body and soul, into heaven. So let's remember what happens to us. The end of our life, what happens to our body? In the ground it goes. Our souls? Okay. Judgment seat. Hopefully heaven. Okay. That's our story. Mary at the end of her life, body, soul, into heaven. By the way, which leads to a question for you today. Are all teachings that we teach as Catholics found in the Bible? No, they're not. Do you hear the gospel of today? What's that got to do with the Assumption? There's no story of the Assumption in the Bible. We're not there at Mary's deathbed. Last we hear of Mary, as a matter of fact, is Pentecost, the cross. That's it. We don't hear the story. Not everything is there. There are truths that we profess beyond the pages of sacred scripture. And this is one that we teach infallibly. Okay? But remember this. The Assumption gave hope. What was the hope? Number one, that we too can be with Mary. She was human. We're human. Be with Mary. Warfare, segregation do not have the final say. And finally, we have a powerful ally praying for us in our Blessed Mother. So we're going to conclude today with our Hail Mary. But again, what I just want to tell us today is this. No matter where you are when you come into this church, the one thing I always want you to remember is this. When you walk in this door, there is always hope. Always hope. Sometimes life seems so helpless, hopeless, my life too, but there's always hope. So believe in that hope, live that hope, seek that hope. That's what I want for all of us. So brothers and sisters, with that in mind, praying for that hope, let's join our prayers and let's pray together in the words of our Blessed Mother. So Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.